Have you ever been asked for advice and, as you were sharing your thoughts, wondered why this person came to you in the first place? They don't seem to want to know. They're not even listening. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. One of my sons, now in his 40s, came to me recently for some advice on a difficult issue that he was dealing with. Now, first up, as a dad, I felt incredibly privileged that he'd even asked me. And secondly, of course, I shared some wisdom with him. What a joy! Which I strongly suspect is what it must be like for God when we ask him for his wisdom. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Do any of you need wisdom? Ask God for it. He's generous and enjoys giving to everyone, so he will give you wisdom. But when you ask God, you must believe. Don't doubt him. Whoever doubts is like a wave in the sea that's blown up and down by the wind. We looked at the first part of that yesterday, but now let's think about that second bit. Do you imagine that when my son came to me, that he ever doubted, even for a second, that I'd give him my best advice? Of course not. So why is it that when we're hard pressed and we go to God and pray, Lord, help me with this. What am I not seeing? How do I get through this? Why do we doubt him? We wonder whether he's even there, let alone listening. Look, when you ask God for wisdom, just believe. Don't doubt, because if you doubt, you'll be like a wave in the sea that's blown to and fro by the wind. Friend, that's God's word, fresh for you today. Now, please don't forget that I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Hey, may you be blessed as you receive His Word.